Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Donna Vaughn, and here are today's top local stories. A violent encounter outside an NYPD precinct house in Brooklyn's Brownsville neighborhood early today has left an officer slashed in the face and a suspect dead, shot by police.
Chief of Patrol Philip Rivera says it all went wrong just before 5:30 this morning when a man tried entering a locked 73rd precinct. He walked to the back of the building, meeting a female officer.
He then took out a large butcher knife and began attacking the officer. He slashed her in the face, but then she was able to fight him off.
A taser was deployed, but it didn't work, so multiple officers chased him, telling him to drop the knife.
Once they reached Saratoga Avenue between Eastern Parkway and Park Place, he lunged at an officer with the knife extended towards that officer. Several officers discharged their firearms, and the male was struck numerous times.
Police confirmed that suspect is dead. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM, outside of the 73rd precinct.
A statement from the PBA calls the incident a, quote, clear, targeted attack on New York City police officers and adds that there's no telling what someone who would attack a uniformed cop might have done to innocent New Yorkers out on the street. The injured cop is in stable condition and is expected to recover, police tell us. Well, the NYPD asking for help to track down a predator in a violent home invasion in Brooklyn last month. The suspect climbed in through a kitchen window of an apartment near Berryman Street and Liberty Avenue in East New York in the middle of the night. That's where a 71-year-old woman was sleeping. According to police, the man then choked the victim and touched her against her will before taking off with her pajama pants. Investigators have released surveillance footage and hope to hear from someone who recognizes the guy. Well, 2 months to go until Election Day, but Governor Hochul still hasn't endorsed anyone for mayor, including her fellow Democrat, Zohran Mamdani. She tells Fox News Sunday.
Well, there's been so much speculation about what I'm going to do. I think the bigger question is what the voters of New York want to do. I vote in Buffalo, New York, just for the record. I'm not in New York City. I'm here part-time. But listen, it is up to the voters, and there should not be outside influences on this decision from the White House on down.
And Mamdani appearing in Brooklyn yesterday with Bernie Sanders at the latest stop of the Vermont Senators Fighting Oligarchy tour. He blasted reports that President Trump had planned to offer White House jobs to Mayor Adams and Republican candidate Curtis Sliwa to clear the field for independent candidate Andrew Cuomo.
It is not for sale to corrupt politicians like Andrew Cuomo.
And the former governor, meanwhile, accusing Mamdani of not having enough experience to be mayor.
Mayor is a big job. That cannot be your first job. And I know.
Cuomo was in Queens this morning speaking at the Calvary Baptist Church in Jamaica. Political leaders are now pushing back against President Trump's plan to take over the 9/11 Memorial and Museum in Lower Manhattan and make it a national monument. One of them is Congressman Dan Goldman, who tells 1010 Winds the White House should focus instead on restoring health care for first responders rather than slashing it.
Here he is trying to pretend as if he's the big savior. I tell you where he could put his energy if he cares about the survivors of 9/11 is in the World Trade Center health program. That could use some attention.
And Goldman denounced the museum takeover plan with Manhattan Borough President Mark Levine, Councilmember Christopher Marti, and Assemblymember Charles Fall, all of whom represent the part of Lower Manhattan where the museum is located. They say President Trump must, quote, find some respect for the thousands who died 24 years ago and focus his energy on ways that he can actually improve the lives of New Yorkers. Well, a rally today against rent hikes for some Queens residents. Nearly 25,000 people living in the Rochdale Village Co-op face a 22 to 30% increase after a 57% hike was previously floated. Shareholder Rodney Reed telling 1010 Winds the hikes are a result of years of mismanagement by the building owners.
Let's be clear. These hikes are not the result of normal costs. They are the results of decades of mismanagement and failed oversight. The facts are damning.
Reed says residents are calling on the state to freeze the rent and release $30 million in state aid already pledged for the site.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.